Hello and welcome to another GetGreatEnglish.com podcast. And in today's podcast, I'd like to talk about nuance. And what's nuance, I hear some of you saying. Well, nuance is spelled N-U-A-N-C-E. Nuance is the tiny little difference in meaning. So, for example, one thing that a lot of students sometimes have a little bit of difficulty with is the difference between cheap and inexpensive. What's the difference? Well, cheap sometimes has kind of a negative connotation to it, or it sounds a little bit negative. So, whereas inexpensive doesn't have that negative meaning. So, for example, if you were at a party, would you prefer to tell people that you're wearing cheap clothes or inexpensive clothes? Or would you rather people think that your clothes are cheap or that they're inexpensive? This kind of thing gets a lot of students. Sticking on the topic of clothes, stylish, fashionable, and trendy are used for similar purposes, but their meanings are a bit different. Stylish sounds a little bit more timeless. So, you know, if something's really nice, it never goes out of style, so it's stylish. Whereas sometimes things stop being fashionable. So we might say that for example, when I was in college, a lot of kind of stripy and brightly coloured clothes were very fashionable, but they're not fashionable anymore. Trendy, you know, if I go into most clothes shops like Topman or H&M, I often feel that the clothes are a bit too young for me. They're a little trendy, they're not stylish enough, you know, so if I buy them, you know, they might not be fashionable next year. So that's what the difference between fashionable and trendy and stylish. So I hope this has been useful for you. If you've got any more questions, why not send me a tweet at GetGreatEnglish, or you could leave a comment on the blog. You know, it's www.getgreatenglish.com. You can even contact me through Google Plus or Facebook. Let me know just by searching for GetGreatEnglish.com on Facebook or Google Plus. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.